That was utterly fascinating. I just got off the phone with the guy that was calling me, and we had a very fascinating talk about positivity. You know what? You know, one of the things I was talking about with the skater kids is positivity. Well, I don't know. I don't know if you can try to imagine this. Try, use your imagination. Try to imagine this. Businesses sometimes fight with each other. I know it's hard to imagine, but try to stretch your imagination. So believe it or not, I know this is going to be even more impossible to believe, but believe it or not, sometimes skate shops in Taiwan fight with each other. I had no idea why that would do that, but it happens. So, given that, what can I do? I can spread sunshine. I can love everybody. I can tell people I believe in them. The skaters want to skate. Whatever this skate shop is doing to that skate shop, whatever people are doing to hurt this guy or that guy, whatever people are doing to each other that's mean and unfriendly, I can go spread love and sunshine. I can be nice. I can make sure that I know everybody. You're likable. You're lovable. We can all get along. You can get along. You can love each other. That's what I can do. And so that's what I do. So I'm going around, talking with people, taking, making skate videos like I did this past weekend. And while someone may have done something wrong, someone hurt someone, if someone lost money, maybe someone should pay some money to fix it. Or the money should be forgiven. Whatever's wrong should be made right. But, like one guy, I said, I'm so sorry that they said that about you. That's wrong and that's hurtful, but they're saying that because they're unhappy. Maybe some old hat businessman told them that they could go talk that way because that'll help them start a business. They'll go say, oh, well, that other shop over there, blah, blah, blah. And you talk bad about it. And then you start your business this way. It can work, maybe. Well, maybe some guy who didn't did that. And now he feels bad about it. He wishes he could take those words back, maybe. I said, so, I'm so sorry those other people talked about you badly, but maybe they wish they hadn't done that. Maybe they feel worse about it than you do. And just the best thing to do is just ignore it and love them. You haven't lost any money. Just give love as much as you can, because they're not doing that because they're happy with themselves. They're doing that because they're hurting inside somehow, and they need love. Even if someone's going to make restitution, they need to have love so they can have the energy to do the restitution. We need to know that we're loved so that we can make it right. If there's no redemption, then there's no purpose in restitution. Restitution is built on the idea that we're redeemable. And what can I do? I can bring sunshine. Kill the viruses, kill the mold, kill the mildew. Give energy for photosynthesis, give people strength to grow, give people warmth and some source of energy in life, and just shine and smile. I'm not running for president yet, but, I don't need to act like problems aren't problems and that no one should fix what they've done wrong, but at least I love everybody. I do love everybody. So I'll do skateboard videos with these skaters and those skaters. I just want to make videos. I want to help the skaters know that they can do it, that they do work, that their hard work can be put on display. You worked hard. You learned something. Here, let's let people see that. Let's let people see that. Let people look at it. So, those positive ideas. That's kind of what I'm here for. So my buddy just called me. And he really appreciated a video I just released on the Taiwan YouTube channel, or my Taiwan, I didn't put who puts anything on YouTube anymore. I released it on the Taiwan Instagram account. It was our A game, the A game. And it's like, he's like, that is so right. That's what's wrong with Taiwan, but finding the way to say it's hard. He's like, you found a way to say it, Jess. You found a way to say it. It's so awesome that you found a way to say it. So I'm trying my best to shine light. And all this happened because I'm taking trips to different cities to see people and to shine sunlight, trips that I can't afford, but are in line with mission. They're not over budget. They're not, what do you call something that's overly priced? Pricey, can we say pricey? Luxurious, they're not luxurious and extravagant and pricey, but you know, they're selective, they get the job done. So, you know, the timing's there. And so those make great photo opportunities. Like, people are there to take pictures. It's a very special situation. That's really cool. Wow. Go us. We're a team. We're together. I do that. We meet people. Conversations happen. Love spreads. Sunlight shines. That's where things go. And that's what I want. Well, you know, like I told the guy, I'm like, I've got my own troubles in Taiwan, which I've talked about. I've got an article that came out. Probably you've read it. JesseSteele.pdt.news, Pacific Daily Times, pdt.news. And it's called, it's Segregation in Taiwan, Systemic Prejudice in Taiwan Taught Me the Struggle of Black People, or something like that. I don't know. I wrote it. I'm not going to think about it anymore. I'm doing other things. I already wrote that. So I wrote it, so I don't need to talk about it. So I, you know, I wrote this article. It talks about the story, and it's like, you know, that says it. That really says it. It addresses the problem, but it does it with love. You know, Rosa Parks, Louis Armstrong, Ray Charles. Ray Charles wouldn't play for a segregated audience, so he wouldn't play in Georgia. And Georgia banned him for that reason. And that was his primary market. So he had to go outside, which actually took him all around the world. Probably made him bigger as a result. You know, prejudice backfires. So, you know, Georgia made Ray Charles famous by kicking him out, just like Nazareth made Jesus famous by kicking him out. And he sang the song Georgia. You know, other eyes, other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Even in peaceful dreams, I see the road leads back to you, Georgia. And it's, is that what, 1975, was it? Georgia made that the state song and welcomed him back and apologized. You know, love. Louis Armstrong, you know, who's the real ambassador? I'm the real ambassador. It's evident, but I wasn't sent by government to take your place. All I do is play the blues. I meet the people face to face. I explain, I make it plain. I represent the human race and don't pretend no more. Who's a real ambassador? Certain facts we can ignore. Though I represent the government don't represent some policies I'm for. Oh, we learn to be concerned about the constitutionality, but in our nation, segregation isn't a legality. Soon, our only differences will be in personality. That's what I stand for. Who's the real ambassador? Yeah, the real ambassador. It's like, that's what Louis Armstrong's doing. He's like, yeah, I'm the ambassador. All you white people can come. You love my music, and I love you, and I love the money you give me to make me rich. I love that, but y'all are allowing a system that's hurting my people, and I'm not going to act like it doesn't exist. And I'd love that to go away. And here's the love. And it's stuff like that that raised awareness and got people thinking. You can't tell the other guy that he's worthless and needs to go die. It's not going to work. The only way to get justice is with redemption. And so I asked my buddy, I said, well, you know, he said, Taiwanese don't, hey, go back and explain things I've talked about for a while. Taiwanese don't seem to have permission to look at their own flaws. It seemed that they lack that permission. So a simple lawsuit done with loving motivations and explanations and arguments could help explain that to Taiwan. This is what the verdict would represent. Redemption, that Taiwan can fix a problem. They don't have to run away from it. They don't have to lie about it. They don't have to cover it up. So, That's where things might be going. Yeah. Oh, yes. You're understanding. No, I would donate the money to skate parks. And I'm not even telling you what I would go after. But actually, some of the awesome skaters here in Taiwan are building skate parks and ramps around the island. This is taking off. Oh, more next week. Love you. See you then.